experiencing the paranormal. It was reported the show The View might be haunted, or at least the one of the presenters, Whoopi Goldberg, saw a spirit. In mid-sentence, she was said to have been interrupted by something appearing high over her head, which seemed to really upset her. As she tried to compose herself, another presenter looked up and said, "God, is that you?" The next day it was said a strange noise was heard. A man in Florida saw a guy come into his yard on his security camera. The guy then went into a shed while the homeowner watches on his camera after calling the police. The police carefully go into the shed, but it is empty. Was the guy a ghost? The homeowner thinks he captured a time traveler on his camera. I guess he believes the guy went into the shed to hide the fact he was going to time travel. Others might go for the ghost theory. Lately, there seems to be more questionable things being captured on security cameras. One homeowner captured something strange indeed. He captured what seems to be a paranormal figure. The man lived in England and his residence is 135 years old. Could it be haunted? He thinks after seeing what his camera picked up it might be. The camera was on a motion sensor, and when the image was taken, their dog was seen trying to get away from the figure. This occurred indoors. A tour guide got the scare of her life when she was giving a lighthouse tour and saw something which can only be described as paranormal. For some reason, lighthouses seem to be the most haunted of places. I would have to think the question has to be asked, why? Does it have something to do with ships, perhaps those that went down in the area, and could the souls of the dead have migrated to the lighthouses? Maybe it is more to do with the fact lighthouse keepers led a very lonely life. More often than not, this could have affected their mental state, causing them to haunt the place after they died. Maybe something else is going on we haven't figured out yet. Did you know there is said to be a ghost in South Carolina known as the Gray Man? This ghost is said to be different than most others which are sighted. I say that because the ghost is said to be benevolent and warns people before hurricanes hit. He is said to be translucent and appears on Pawleys Island before a dangerous storm hits. It is said the locals know it is time to get off the island when the Gray Man appears. There are plenty of people who claim to have seen ghosts, and some of them seem to have had life-altering experiences. It was said Jennifer Aniston had an experience which so upset her she moved out of her apartment. When different electrical devices started to come on by themselves, Aniston decided it was time to hit the road. Another actor, Matthew McConaughey, said his home was once haunted by a lady ghost who was not happy with him and his family and finally left. That seems to be a very unusual ending to a haunting. A group of ghost hunters were investigating a property. Once that they were in the house, they saw a full-body ghost which looked very shadowy, and the ghost-like figure moved fast across a hallway and they were able to film it. Next, they went to the cemetery nearby and said this time they saw a ghost actually walking around the grounds. As they watched the incredible sight, the ghost just disappeared. The homeowner had told them he had many different paranormal experiences. A couple bought a home with the idea they would flip it and make a quick profit. The problem is the couple have seen a black mass in all the photos taken in one area of the house. The wife says she felt very uncomfortable when she went to the house and has only gone there a few times. Some people have said there could be something interfering with her cell phone camera. I guess until she tries a different type of camera, she will never know if that is true. Some cemeteries have far more ghost stories attached to them than others. One of these is White Memorial Cemetery in Illinois. For a small cemetery, it has a big reputation for not only being haunted, but haunting an entire road. The cemetery has been there since 1855. It is said the cemetery is responsible for the haunting all along Cuba Road. This is a very strange haunting because not only ghosts have been reported, but also a ghost house at times. I believe most of us have heard about Bollywood. It is the equivalent of Hollywood in India. A curious thing happened there years ago. A lady was starring in a movie being made, but unfortunately, she died before the film was finished. She was replaced by a different actress. Once that happened, strange things were said to happen on the set. The replacement actress was having a problem with a scene in the movie, the same problem the dead actress had encountered. That was it for the crew, and the set was ordered to be purified. The film became a huge success. A lady and her daughter were traveling and needed somewhere to spend the night and did what most of us would: she got a room in a hotel. So far so good, but things went downhill from there. The daughter said she didn't like the room. The mother woke up feeling the sheets were being pulled off her daughter's bed and heard a strange noise. Then a ghost appeared wrapped in sheets in front of her but never touched the floor. A couple of hours later they left. I would have thought most people who have left as soon as they had this experience. There is a story about a man who was interested in spirits from an early age and wanted to try and make contact. He even got involved with satanic rituals. He decided to try and use a Ouija board to see if this would help with the contact. It is said he succeeded in contacting a spirit which turned out to be very evil. The spirit was said to torment the guy every chance it had. The guy had enough and thought he could end it by opening a portal. He had many fans on social media, but the story turned out to be one big lie and the man's name was made up, as was the story.